heal all the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed is the man that doth not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that will bring forth her fruits in due season, whose leaf shall not fade. So whatsoever he shall do shall prosper. Blessed is the man that doth not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that will bring forth her fruits in due season, whose leaf shall not fade. So whatsoever he shall do shall prosper. Yeah. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed shall it be when men revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you for my sake falsely. Blessed is the man that doth not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. The city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be satisfied. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men hate you, and when they separate you, and revile you, and put out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and be glad, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For after this manner their fathers did to the prophets. The wicked are not so, but as the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the wicked shall...
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show, who reads the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm an infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com, also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There you're going to see two videos on the top of the page. The one on the right side is this morning show. So if you'd like to catch that, you can do so up until 8 o'clock in the morning, at which time we'll be live there in that area. On the left side of the page is where we're at. Click on the play button, blow it up whatever device you got. Look for the Rumble icon. It'll be in the bottom right-hand corner of that video. Click on that, and that'll take you over to Rumble. We got a lot of friends over there this afternoon, so good afternoon, guys. Good to see you. And while you're there, please subscribe to that channel, Sons of Liberty Radio Live, Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page over there. DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty, and also a number of highly censored Facebook pages that bear my name. Good afternoon to you guys, as well as our new Sons of Liberty. It's not new. We're rebuilding it, but we've had it up a couple of months. If you want to get there, go to facebook.com/The Sons of Liberty Media. The Sons of Liberty Media, and that's where you'll want to go if you want to be able to check out the feed over there, and then all of the articles get posted. Memes, videos, stuff like that. All that goes up on that page. But you won't find it if you're trying to look for it on Sons of Liberty. So that's why I gave you the address. Just remember /afterfacebook.com, thesonsoflibertymedia.com, and you should be good to go. Now, if you're listening for Bradley's voice to come in here, it's not going to be here. It's not going to be here. I'm filling in for Bradley. He and his family are traveling. If you guys are interested in seeing them, they will be in Michigan on the 13th and the 14th. This is Bradley's schedule. On the 13th, there will be a Second Amendment rally in Fowlerville, Michigan. That's on Saturday, the 13th. Also on the 14th at 3 o'clock, that's a Sunday, they'll be at New Baptist Church, Allegan, Michigan. Okay. So the 13th and the 14th, if you're wanting to check out Bradley, you're in that area of Michigan or either of those areas. I've been to Michigan once. Great people up there. Love being with you guys.
But I don't know where all this stuff is, so I don't know how far apart it is or anything like that. But if you're in those areas and you would like to see them, Bradley and the team there, head on out there. You can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Right at the top of the page, there's a menu. Just hit Bradley schedule and you can find what you need there. If you need any assistance, click the contact button. There's a phone number you can contact if you're wanting to go out there and try to check that out. That would be great. I'm sure he'd be just thrilled to be able to see you guys. Okay, so here's the thing. A lot of stuff going on. I don't think probably since Wednesday that I have been so busy trying to go through things. And because let me just start off the show just very open, very candid. When I heard about the shooting on Wednesday, I thought it's another fake assassination thing like Trump. And you're never going to convince me that that was a real, that Trump was in any danger last year. You're just never going to convince me. Okay. I'm just telling you, I've heard it all from people. At least I think I've heard it all. And the fact that there's no damage to his ear, none. You can't see any of that. But I heard about the shooting and I went and I got a video. It was from a distance. They had zoomed in a little bit, but it was still way back. And when I heard the shot and I saw his shirt ripple, I saw the impact even from a distance. I was like, okay, this doesn't look fake. I don't know how you fake that. Maybe you can. Maybe somebody knows, but I don't think you can fake it. So I watched a little more. Somebody sent me another one that was really close up and it was just like, wow, okay, I think it's real. And I went down all kinds of rabbit holes looking for different things. I even had one where I took the issue of the, what I saw, at least from the video, was an anomaly. And this one, some of you guys may have seen. You've seen his shirt and you see the little black, it looks like his mic on his right side. And when he gets shot, that mic looks like it moves to the left in three different spots, three different frames. And then there's the wound in his neck that looks like it's about, I don't know, a half a dollar size. That's what it looks like. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? And then some people had the thing with the ring where it's changing. Some of you guys have probably seen it, where it's changing fingers that it's on. Well, I went in and I started and I asked people and they said, oh, it's his mic. And I said, okay, well, why is it changing to this? What's happening there? And then what I did was nobody had an answer. They gave me the mic, which I'm grateful for the people who interjected that information. Thank you for that. But what happened was, is we went and played a couple of clips or a couple of frames later, and you could see the mic went back to where it was. Okay. So what was happening was the kinetic energy from the shot was moving his shirt up, and that was causing it to distort into like a circle. And then I think it was like a rectangle or maybe an oblong circle. And then the shirt comes back down. But at the same time, I'm going to say it's out of a coincidence, you see the wound on his neck. So we went through that. I sorted that out on the article that we have on this particular issue. And then yesterday afternoon, Bradley calls me and, well, let me give you this one first before I do that. Before I tell you what Bradley had called me with, and I'll show you in just a minute. But, you know, I called into the show yesterday and I said, are you familiar with this book? And a lot of books are being published. Most of them are AI generated. They're not worth your time or your money to get them. Okay. They're just not. And I don't know if this was an AI book or not, but this is called The Shooting of Charlie Kirk. Let me blow it up here just a little bit for you guys. And you'll notice it's a little blurry because I had to shrink the picture so it would fit on the website correctly. But you'll notice that it was published the day before, September the 9th, by Anastasia J. Casey, which I found interesting considering William Casey was over the CIA at the time. Anyway, we're going to get back to this in just a minute. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hang on.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you're tuned in for Bradley, you got Tim today. I'm going to be covering for him. He'll be back with you tomorrow. We will be doing church, Lord willing, on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. So hope to see you guys here on our Rumble channel and also our other video platforms. Okay, so let me get back to this real quickly because there's a lot of stuff here. And I got to tell you, there's been so much that I pulled up today looking up different things and having conversation with people. And then looking at other avenues of stuff. So this was the book. I'll put this back out again. This was the book, The Shooting of Charlie Kirk, put out on the day. It's published today. That's done by Amazon when the person hits the publish button. That's not, you know, some fluke. That's what happens. I've done my own self-publishing for other people on Amazon, and that's what happens. When you publish it, it puts down that day that it's published. So this was published the day before the shooting, okay? Now, I've seen this before at least twice, and I'm wanting to, I can't remember the exact times I saw it, but I want to say one of them was Sandy Hook, like it was out a day or two before the shooting occurred, and there was something else, and I want to say it happened during Barack Obama's term too, but it may have been under the first Trump administration. In any case, I've seen things like this before. So it always raises a red flag, you know, for what's going on there. That was done. Then we had the day of the assassination that this takes place. And one of the interesting things is that Bradley called me yesterday, and it was just unreal. He goes, dude. He says, it's right here. If we just waited long enough, it would just come out. And we spoke about this video on Fixing the Show. I showed you guys this morning. Some of you have already seen it, but just a few people have even referenced this. But now let me bring this up. You guys recognize these two guys in the back. They've been, you know, of interest. This guy in the white hat, his name, and I found his Twitter earlier. His name is Dr. Frank Turek, and apparently he did a lot of shows with Charlie Kirk. And he has come out on his Twitter page to say, I'm not going to answer any of this stuff. He said, I've been doing these shows. Why do I need to answer for this? I wasn't involved in it. Okay, all right. That's the guy we do know. I don't know who this guy in the black is, okay? He definitely is giving hand signals. You can say what you want. And then over here, out of the shot right now, is a guy. He looks like he's in a green shirt. Some people said it's blue. Looks green to me. And I'm going to show you that in a minute. But I want to ask you guys something. See this guy in the black right here? This is the guy who was giving the sort of baseball, you know, run to home plate, slide in kind of signals. And he finished it right as Charlie Kirk was shot. So I want to show you this, and I'm just going to show it to you. I'm not going to say, hey, this is that or whatever, but I do find it very, very interesting. Let me see if I can blow the picture up here. I do find this very interesting. This is a picture of the guy that was giving those signals. This is a picture of the guy behind Trump at the fake assassination. Do you think they look similar? Are they the same guy? Now, I'm asking you. I'm not saying they are. I'm asking you, is this the same guy? Because they got the same build. Now, they're both wearing sunglasses, but it's a very similar haircut. They look like the one guy, obviously, with Trump and the White, has a suit on. And it's very interesting to me. He's got a similar build. Right? I'm not saying he is, but I'm just throwing that out there to you. Isn't this kind of interesting? And maybe we can determine the names of these guys as to who this guy actually is, or if these are two separate men. I'm just throwing that up there for you just to consider. Okay? Just throwing it up there for you to consider. But these are the guys that are behind him. And what I want you to see here, and forgive me, I'm going to play the whole video. I think pretty much everybody's seen what goes on, what's happened. I don't like seeing what happens to Charlie here. I really don't. But I have to show it to show you what the guy does. Okay? I have to show it to show you what the guy does. And again, could this guy not be it? I tell you what, before I do that, let me hold you off on that just a second, just to show you the guy that they're claiming is the shooter. That's this guy, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, right? Now, I have pictures on Facebook where his dad's a minister. His dad worked with the sheriff's department. He's in quote unquote law enforcement. They were raised with guns since when they were young, and they've got this guy. He's the guy. Now, if you guys watched the video that they put out, what was it, yesterday, where they got the guy running across the building, he jumps off, it's like almost two stories up. He jumps off the building, he's got a bag in his hand, but there, I don't see him putting a Mauser. That's what they're claiming, that the kind of gun he had. They're claiming that he had a Mauser, and it was a Mauser 98, and it was a .30-06, okay? So I was interested in that, and I was interested in, okay, if you get shot with one of these, what does it look like? All this kind of stuff. So I found a video, and I've lost it for whatever reason. But let me give you the gist of it. And you can find it on YouTube. Just put in the mount. Oh, no, maybe I did save it. No, this is a different one. But you can find a lot of these things online. Mauser 98, 30-06 at 200 yards. And there's a guy right at the top. He does a shot. Actually, he does two. And he shoots it through one of these gel molds that's supposed to replicate, you know, human tissue kind of deal. And what you find is you have a bullet hole that is about the size of the round. It's a big round, but it's really, really small going in. And then about an inch into the gel, it begins to break up and cause the damage. And please excuse me. Sometimes we can't help the things because I don't have a studio to keep everything quiet. But there's the little hole that goes in about an inch in, it breaks apart. It starts deforming. And so you've got this strand for probably 15 inches or so to where damage is being done. And then it goes back to a kind of a single, looks like the bullet going through, and then it comes out the back. And one of his rounds went out sideways and he kind of shows you the damage it's done. To me, it doesn't, and that was a 30-30 round. Okay. That was a 30-30 round. But what happens is that it hits the wood in the back behind it. One of them hit it sideways. So there's some tumbling action that's going on. And then he pulls out the bullet and about this far up is the bullet. And then it's kind of mushroomed over from the damage that's been done. All right. So you can see that for yourself. I'm sorry. I meant to have it up and I thought I had it up, but I had to reset everything and couldn't do that. So this Mauser round, obviously the Mausers come in different rounds, but they're claiming it's a 30-06. So I'm wanting to see what's the damage there as close as I can. And I don't see any damage that looks to me that looks like that wound that's on Charlie Kirk's neck. Which again, when you see it, when it first appears, it looks like it's about the size, at least of a quarter, maybe a half dollar. That's what it looks like on the video. So when you go over and you begin to look at this particular video, the thing that we're led to believe from the first out, and most people would assume this, right? You would think if there's a shooter and you've got a big venue of a lot of people, you would think the shooter would be on a rooftop. You would think he'd be far away in a classroom, in another room or wherever, and taking his shot from there, right? You would think so. And by the way, a 200-yard shot with a 30-06 is not that difficult. It really isn't difficult to make. It's not. But here's the thing. They're pointing us back here looking at this shooter. They've got video of this young man, allegedly, jumping off the building, running away. There's no way he had that gun in there. They say he broke it down, he took it apart, he put it in his bag, and then he ran out in the woods, and he put it back together, and he laid it there, and there's a box, and he left cartridges, and he scratched Antifa and LG. I mean, it just sounds like it's canned, okay? Keep that in mind because I'm going to show you this video and I want you to look for something, then you determine what's going on here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you? Making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive, half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you're looking for Bradley, he is on his way to Michigan. Two events coming up this weekend, the 13th and the 14th. Please check the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com and go out and see the Sons of Liberty there. Real quickly, let me get back over to this. Now, somebody in the chat has said that the guy in long-term security guy, they got that from an interview, I think, that somebody says. I don't know. I don't know what the signals mean, but the other day, a guy named Todd called in and said that there are certain signals and what they mean. And he was explaining that to Bradley at the time. And so all I know is he gives some signals. I don't know who he is. I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm saying all this looks suspicious to me. And I think the people need to look at it and examine it and say, what do you see here? Okay, I'm not trying to lead you on. I'm just saying, what do you see here? So I'm going to play this video. This leads up. It's pretty short, but it leads up. There's that questions asking. And then I'm going to pause in the middle. You're going to see the different things that go on. And I'm going to pause in the middle and get you to look at a certain place. And you tell me what you see. And you tell me what you think is going on. All right? And I think it's fair to ask the questions. We're not accusing somebody. We are asking questions, though. So we've got the patsy, the young guy, Tyler Robinson, We got him. We got him. Now it goes in the conservative media from we've got Charlie Kirk assassination suspect to we've got the assassin. They've already declared this guy guilty before he even gets due process. Okay. This is the video. All right. Check this out. Hang on a second. I got stuff muted here. I want you to hear the questions because they come up about transdelusional shooters. Okay.
Do you know how many transgender Americans have been mass shooters over the last 10 years?
Too many. Okay.
I'm
going to
give you some credit.
Do you know
how many?
Okay, so everybody is the guy in the white, you know, doing his hat. And then I told you this morning when I played this, it almost looks like, and again, I asked, have people not updated their phones since like 2000 or something? All these videos that we get for the most part are not clear. They look like they came out of the early 2000s or something on phones. People, we got excellent phone. If you got an iPhone, I know those, the images and video is just incredible. But here's this guy. This is Dr. Frank Turek. And he's been on to say, look, I've been doing these shows and you can go see him. You can go see him on his Twitter feed and stuff. You'll see him do this. And it looks like either he pulls his ear, kind of like a baseball thing, or he's just wiping his lip. Now, I've done that before. You get a little sweaty, gets hot. You kind of wipe your lip because you sweat and stuff like that. So I don't know exactly where his hand's going there because, again, it's distorted when it goes in there, okay? But he does this.
Mass shooters there have been in America.
Then the camera pans over just a little bit.
Counting or not counting.
And you see this guy doing his thing like, yeah, still second base, slide, or whatever the thing is. I can't remember all my signals from when I used to play baseball as a young man. But he's doing that, and then you'll see the shot, and I want you to pay attention right, you guys on the video platforms, you guys on the radio, I know you're not seeing it, but we will put this in the archive later at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to keep your eye on right up under his arm here, because it looks like he's got a gun up under there, like a pistol. And if he is a security guy, I got to tell you, this is the first time I've ever seen a security guy with his gun out of his holster at an event. I haven't seen it. Now, I asked a friend of mine, I said, is this normal? And he was like, well, it's not normal. But he said, I do know, secret security, or what are they? The Secret Service, that some of those guys will do that. Now, I've seen guys have submachine guns out and stuff like that, but this guy has it out of his holster. He's got his arms folded. He's got it tucked under the arm. And yes, he is faced in a different angle. He is, but is the gun faced at a different angle or is it faced back to Charlie? And before I show you this, the wound and all comes out on the left side of his neck, okay? And then you have, so my thought is when I saw this, is he the shooter? And is this an exit wound, not an entrance wound, okay? Now, for perspective, these guys over here are not directly behind him. The guy in black is probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 feet to his right. Then the guy in the white hat, the doctor there, he is a couple of feet over from him. And the guy in the green is a little bit over from him and in front of him, but behind Charlie. Okay. And understand the gun that he has is sitting, from this perspective, it looks about like chest high on Charlie. And so to shoot where that would be, if this is the shooter, okay, he would be pointing up with it. So the shot would come in maybe under an arm, maybe just behind that, and then exit out at the top. If this is the case, I want you to watch real carefully, and let me take this real slow. I'm going to take it real slow, and we'll just take it a little bit at a time. But he gives the signal, and as soon as this guy gives the signal, the shot's fired. Watch this guy. Watch right under this area here. You'll see him pull it down. You'll see him step back behind the guy in the white, okay, the doctor here. And you'll see he doesn't take a stance like he's going into protection mode, like pull the gun up and look for where the shooter is, right? He tucks it away. He puts it away. Watch this. Let me do this. Okay. So there's the shot. Immediately you see him start to move. See? Now what do you think that is? It looks like a gun to me, and it's kind of weird because it looks to be like it's chrome plated. That's what it looks like. I would think security guys had black, I would think. But anyway, we'll keep moving. Watch what he does. He steps back. He doesn't even look over. He steps back and he puts it away. Okay, let me back up just a little bit more. Give it to you one more time. There he is pulling it down. He puts it to his side. He doesn't have it up, ready to take somebody out. And he's either putting it in his pocket, putting it in the bag on his shoulder, or he's handing it off. I mean, I don't think that's hard to understand. So the question then is this the guy who shot him? Everybody else is looking or turned to run. They're going to turn to run, except for the couple of people who did try to help and the people who stole his hats and stuff. That shows you the depravity of their heart. It really does. But all the people looking here, you know, because they think, oh, it's going to be a sniper. Then you got a guy that jumps up right there near the front, and he's, you know, yeah, another distraction. Okay. People looking there, FBI saying 200-yard shot, the guy's back here and all that. And you've got this guy, and everybody saw him with that. But hardly anybody saw it. Does that make sense? Everybody was looking, but nobody was perceiving what was going on. And so that's why when he sent me the video, he says, man, he's right there. Now, I admit you don't see any fire come out from the weapon. I don't know. I mean, they're telling us a .30-06, but they're telling us that because of the gun. The question I have is, do you have the bullet? Because allegedly, it's a downward shot. So if it struck Charlie and it continued out through the neck, that wouldn't be a large, I mean, it wouldn't be a long bunch of tissue that you're going through. And it comes out, would it not be in the ground somewhere behind him? And I had a friend, he was in Special Forces, and he said, well, usually those high-powered rounds will disintegrate. Well, I would agree if they're hitting like cement or asphalt or something like that, maybe that might happen. But going in the ground, I wouldn't think that, because even the bullets I saw in many of the videos where they were shooting a 30 caliber round of, you know, different types, the bullet was still intact. It was just kind of mushroomed. Okay. I don't know who the guy is. And again, I'm not accusing him of doing it. I'm saying this seems very, very suspicious to me that, again, You've got him over here, and right when the signal is given, okay, you see the guy giving the signal, and there's the shot, and then this guy moves. It doesn't appear to stop a threat, but to conceal himself. Now, there may be a logical explanation to this, okay? There really might be a logical explanation, but I put it out there and pose it to you, the people. What's going on there? Can people ask questions about that and find out who these guys are? If the one guy is security, what does that mean? What is he doing there? What's he doing? What's happening? Because I'd like to know. Then the same guys who were there, including the guy with the gun and the doctor there, and then the guy in black, they're the ones who come out and they are the ones to put Charlie in the vehicle. And you see that right here. You see them doing that. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. Let me answer a couple questions we got in chat. Didn't see any blood on him. The guy bled out. He literally bled out within 15 seconds, according to nursing nutritionist Kate Shimrani. She said, once she saw it, she said, there's no way he was getting to a hospital. He was dead within seconds because of the amount of blood. You only have 6 pints of blood. What you saw come out in that video was probably a couple pints just by itself. So there's some questions. What way does he fall? Well, we've got another video. I don't know if I have put that one up. I haven't put that one up yet. It's from a different angle. It's from behind him on the left side. And so when he gets shot, he kind of goes back in the chair, and then he falls over to his right onto the ground, and that's where all the guys gather around him, and they scoop him up, and then they take him off into the car. Okay, but he's bled out, and you can see in that video, there is blood on his shirt, there's blood all down his arms, and I watched it several times just looking for anything, sign that anybody's faking. I'm not convinced it is. I've tried looking at everything I can look at, and he looks like a dead fish. I mean, that's the way the guy is just laying there, and they just cram him in the back of this SUV. And again, that's kind of curious too, don't you think? You would think at a big event like this, at least events I've been to, concerts and park meetings and stuff like that, they usually have several ambulances, you know, standing by. It's just kind of like a common sense thing. You're going to have somebody that gets heat stroke or whatever, and you got to take care of them. They didn't. I didn't see any of that back here. Just the SUVs were back there. So that takes place. Now, when you start to examine that, you go, okay, is this guy, is it there? And so somebody said, well, we didn't see the fire. We didn't see a recoil. Well, it depends. Again, if you have, I've got a, I'm going to end up telling you this. I've got a little 44, and it's like a snub nose. And you would think that thing would give a lot of kick. You would think it would punch you in the hand and hurt to use it, but it doesn't. In fact, if you're shooting one of the cowboy style ones, that will give you a whole lot more kick than this little gun. But here's the thing. If the guy's got it tucked up under there, there probably wouldn't be a lot of raising once the trigger's pulled. And of course, you know, there's some other things that you can start looking at. This was something that these are on YouTube that you guys have seen, like the Google glasses, right? And so now they've got the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses and stuff like this. And the guy obviously has glasses on. I'm not saying he has them, but I'm saying these are there. What would be the jump to connect a small camera on your weapon to where you're looking anywhere else, but you can point that gun anywhere you want, and you're seeing it in the glasses. You don't even have to turn your head to do it. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm saying these are possibilities of things that are there. Okay. All right. So I don't want to speculate any more than that, is to show you that, let you come to your own conclusion. Okay. But I don't believe this kid that they got is one. I really don't think he did it. But here's the thing. The big part about this, and again, where's the bullet? Where's the bullet? We haven't seen any of that. None of that is there. But we got a rifle that was dropped off in the woods. He clearly didn't have that rifle on him when he jumped off that building. Okay? So I'm going to say Patsy. And I kind of see, if these guys had a professional hit, which it looks to be a professional hit, they probably had another team or another shooter in another location in case they didn't get it. So while everybody turns around from where a decoy shot comes or whatever they think is there, the guys right there close to him were able to do whatever. And again, I'm not saying they did it. I'm just saying, look at the video, and I haven't heard very many people. There have been a few who've talked about this guy here. And I don't know who he is. Again, I'm not accusing. I'm asking questions. I'm showing you some of the stuff. What's some of the aftermath of this, and how does this impact us? Well, let me go over here first and kind of set something up by giving you some of the things that Charlie Kirk was talking about. And again, I didn't follow Charlie Kirk, okay? If somebody was so sold out to pushing Donald Trump, it was very rare I'd hear something. I didn't put myself to it. But it seemed like, and there was this was out of the Independent, it was telling about Charlie Kirk's story. And this is what it said. It tells how he did certain things. And he said, I think it's worth it to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our God-given rights. You know what? The Second Amendment doesn't protect your God-given rights. You protect them. It's written for the guys out there in D.C., for the people in government. It's not written to you and me. We're the ones to defend our own. Right? Whatever we have, whatever we think is our right, it's up to us. It's not up to them to protect them. He says, that is a prudent deal. It's rational. Kirk's ability to stir up controversy and gain attention made him a wealthy man. By 2023, he was living in a $4.75 million Spanish-style property in a gated Arizona country club that boasts a guest casita, a resort-style pool, and views of the Sonoran Desert. I haven't heard of that, but okay, that desert. TPUSA tax records show that Kirk's salary rose from $27,000 in 2016 to more than $407,000 by 2021. And his income was bolstered further by the success of his podcast and public speaking fees. So if you get to this level where you're making that kind of money, there's something else going on behind the scenes. And I think what it is he got in with guys who had money, who was ready to lay out the red carpet for him as long as he stayed in line with them. But did he do that? Well, let's take a listen. This is Charlie Kirk. I think this is from 2023. It was shortly after the October 7th deal. And I want you to listen to some of the questions that Charlie Kirk had regarding October the 7th. Well, I will as soon as we get some volume on that. All right, let me see if I can blow it up just a little bit here. Apologies, guys.
How did these guys not know this was taking place?
So I've been to Israel many times. The whole country's a fortress. When I first heard this story, I still had the same gut instinct that I did initially. I find this very hard to believe. I've been to that Gaza border. You cannot go 10 feet without running into a 19-year-old with an AR-15 or an automatic machine gun that is an IDF soldier, right? The whole country is surveilled. And so let me just kind of go through this. We don't talk about Israeli politics very often, and most Americans don't know this. The last 9 months, Israel was on the brink of civil war. It's not an exaggeration. This judicial stuff, there were hundreds of thousands of Israelis taking to the streets because Bibi Netanyahu was basically redefining the Israeli constitution. That's not an exaggeration, right? He said the judicial branch has too much power. There were protests planned this week against Netanyahu where they anticipated tens of thousands of people to take to the streets. That's all gone, Patrick. Netanyahu now has an emergency government and a mandate to lead. I'm not willing to say, to go so far that saying that Netanyahu knew or there was intelligence here. But I think some questions need to be asked. Was there a stand down order? Whew. Was there a stand down order? 6 hours? I don't believe it. Israel's the size of New Jersey. When I took a helicopter ride from Jerusalem to the Gaza border, it's 45 minutes.
Wow.
6 hours. They're live streaming the killing of Jews. Did somebody in the government say stand down? That is a legitimate non-conspiracy question.
Actually, it is a conspiracy question because you're asking, did somebody say stand down and let them attack their own people? But he's right to ask the question. I asked some of the same things. How is it that this alleged most secure place is done like that? And I'll tell you, a lot of it comes through bad theology. They're built up as the people of God when they're not. The churches promote them. The people have learned to promote them and exalt them as God's people. Even those who claim that they're God's people here, they will call those people God's people. What happened to people reading Hosea where he says, those who are my people won't be my people, and the people who aren't my people will be my people? What happened to the ones who have the faith of Abraham are the children of Abraham? What happened to Jesus came and he tore down the veil and he made from the two people, Jews and Gentiles, one new man in Christ? And people are still trying to divide us from that stuff with their hyphenated Christianity. There's none of that. And I think Charlie was beginning to see things. The problem was he didn't see it maybe soon enough with some of the other things. We're going to continue over. I got a couple more things I'm going to share. We're going to talk about some scripture as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also Rumble, Sons of Liberty Radio Live, or BeforeIt'sNews.com. We'll see you in the morning, 8 a.m. with Kate Shimrani. Adios. Okay, want to welcome everybody who is coming over from the radio. This is another statement that Charlie Kirk gave as well. And this was January of this year. And boy, I mean, he really goes out. I think this is the great thing that I see, at least from my perspective, with someone like Charlie. He was 31. And I'm 56. I don't know all things. Daily, there's things I learn, right? You just don't know everything. We're not God. But I think once Charlie begins to see things, his eyes are coming open and he can't help but speak, right? It's kind of like the Apostle Peter and John. What did they do? You know, they're told, don't preach anymore in the name of Jesus. And they said, well, you got to determine whether we can't help but speak the things we've seen and heard, right? We can't help but speak it. When you have the truth, when you know the truth, You know, getting something in your mind as an idea is one thing, and you kind of bounce it off of people or something. When you have the truth and you speak it with conviction because you know it to be true. Charlie was doing this, and he was doing it with information here. Okay? Check this out.
And Jewish donors, they have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of decoupling to do, because Jewish donors have been the number one funding mechanism of radical, open-border, neoliberal, quasi-Marxist policies, cultural institutions, and nonprofits. This is a beast created by secular Jews. And now it's coming for Jews, and they're like, what on earth happened? And it's not just the colleges. It's the nonprofits. It's the movies. It's Hollywood. It's all of it. It's like, time for you guys to wake up and say no more. Draw a line in the sand. I don't care if you hate me.
I totally agree. You've got to draw a line in the sand. And the thing, I'm going to tell you, the things he's talking about, oh goodness, what in the world? The things he is talking about here, when he's talking about them coming in and infiltrating, and it's done by, you know, secular Jews. No, these are the guys who are doing this are Bolshevik style Jews. These are the guys out of, you know, communist Russia. It was a Jew who said communism is Judaism. I mean, that's what they said. I didn't say it. It was the communists who were causing a problem. And I tell you, I'm just, you know, you come to your own conclusion too. You watch the documentary Europa, The Final Battle, and you get a whole different perspective. It's basically the same story, but you start seeing from the perspective of the Germans what was actually going on and how the U.S. teamed up with Stalin and Russia to attack Germany and make Germany out to be a bad guy. And I'm not saying that Hitler and all these guys were, you know, as pure and clean as the white-driven stuff, but I'm telling you the narrative, I'm not buying the narrative I was indoctrinated with. Not fully. I'm not buying that at all. And I've questioned a lot of different things, but I think there's plenty of documentation to show that what we've been taught about World War II is almost stood on its head. And you can see, and once you see it, you can't unsee it. You start seeing it in the society we're in here in America now. You really do start to see it. So that was the deal there. Now, there are people who are coming out, and this is always really interesting. Speaking of Netanyahu, let me bring this one up for you. I don't know how many of you guys saw this, but there are two tweets. Maybe you guys saw this. I don't know. This is Benjamin Netanyahu. He tweets at 3:02 p.m., 9:10:25, praying for Charlie Kirk, 11. Okay? 3:02 p.m., 9:10:25. This is Donald Trump. We must all pray for Charlie Kirk, who has been shot. A great guy from top to bottom. God bless him. Posted at 3:02 p.m., 9:10:25. How are these guys posting tweets about Charlie Kirk at the exact same time, on the same day? Oh, it's just a coincidence, Tim. Come on. Let's put our thinking caps on here a little bit, right? People have often theorized whether Donald Trump is actually sending out his own tweets or not, whether he's got somebody tweeting for him. I don't
Roger
know.
Roger Sherman.
Oh, my goodness.
The Declaration of Independence.
All right, let me cut that off. That's Bradley again. It just wrapped around there. So there's that one. So keep in mind, these guys come out. Why did Netanyahu, what's the need for, you know, praying for him? And then he comes out and he starts putting all this stuff out about how great Charlie was. Oh, I invited him to Israel. And apparently Charlie turned him down. Wasn't a deal that he got shot and that kept him from going, but apparently he turned him down. He wasn't going to go. Why? You have to ask yourself, why did he not want to go? It was because of the things he was seeing that was being done. Again, I don't think this is hard to understand. I really don't. One guy made some profound points about this. I don't know. I kind of feel like this was a professional hit. You think? There's too many inconsistencies for it just to be an average college student. You have Charlie saying he was scared Israel was going to kill him. You had the very first suspect they caught a decoy being Jewish. You have a guy who broke down the rifle, put it in his bag. I mean, they broke down. That's what he put in there. Yeah, I know you can't do that with it. put it in the bag, jumping off a roof, running to the woods, stopping to reassemble the rifle, then leaving the rifle for authorities to find, not to mention the cartridges, all the little scratches on the bullets. That just seems weird to me. Just kind of like, and I'm sure there's people who write manifestos. I'm sure there are. But it's like, that's the playbook. Somebody's got to write a manifesto of why they're doing all the stuff they're doing. And we end up finding that, right? So he says, he stops in the wood, reassembles the rifle, leaving the rifle for the authorities to find. You have a private jet that shut off its GPS only a few minutes after. Now, where is the Trump administration on that? Where is Pam Bondi on this jet that turns off its GPS after this event? Where are they at? See, this is the thing that Bradley and I consistently tell the audience. They tell you all the stuff they want to say, but when it comes to showing us the money, so to speak, they're MIA. When it comes to dealing with the corrupt by arresting them and indicting them, arresting them and prosecuting them, they don't do it. They just say, they're traitors. Vote for us. They're treasonous. Vote for us. They're the bad guys. Vote for us. They're the radical left. Vote for us. Let me tell you something. And I hope there are some radical leftists. If I don't even like using the term, but how they would identify that. Because I'll say you're either lawful or you're lawless. It's one or the other. That's the divide. Lawful or lawless. But let me tell you something. If you're a Democrat, don't you have the same law that Republicans have? Yeah. Don't you have the same law that I have? Yeah. So why are we at one another? We should not be that way. We should be united under what we say, how we're going to live our lives, and how we're going to hold those in government. See, here's the thing. The people need to come together and say to their representatives who are doing these things, we need to say to them, you're not going to do it anymore, and we're going to stand together. Black, white, Hispanic, whoever you are, we're going to stand together against you when you act lawless. And I don't care if it's a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, libertarian, whatever label. This is why I say tongue in cheek. I introduce all those labels at the first of the show. Because your label doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. You're either lawful or you're lawless. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about under the law of God. You're either loving your neighbor or you're hating on your neighbor. One or the other. And we should all be together on this. A fellow American, it blows my mind that people laugh and mock at a guy who's slaughtered like that out in the, it irritates me. I don't understand the mindset. I don't want to understand the mindset of people who do it. I don't, you know what? There have been people who have been wicked people in our country who've died in my lifetime. I don't sit there and rejoice over that. I'm thankful they don't have the, ability to influence the world anymore. I'm thankful for that. But you know what? I look at those people, man. I tremble for a lot of those people, for some of the things they've done and some of the things they've said, and then having to stand before God, you know, with that. And many of them given a profession with their lips that they love the Lord, but they don't do what he says. They call him Lord, Lord, but they don't do what he says. And yet there are people who are doing that. We should be together on this, and we should realize who the real problem in all of this is. We should identify who the real problem in this is, and it is not necessarily the people. I'm not saying there's not lawless people out there who are Americans. The law is to deal with them. But the problem is we're allowing those who are supposed to be our servants, those who are supposed to you could say they're our deacons, our diakonos. We're letting them act lawlessly. When they do not obey the Constitution, when they send money to foreign countries, Israel, Saudi Arabia, whoever they send it to, they're not authorized to do it. They're the lawless ones. And it's the people. It's you and me. And again, I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care where you live or any of this stuff or even your political status. They're doing it to you too. We're not doing it to you. You're not doing it to us. They're doing it. They're trying to divide us. They're trying to silence us. They're trying to control us and corral us. And as we saw over the past 5 years, kill us. What is it going to take for the people who hear this message here to put aside some petty difference? I'm talking about petty ones. Come together and reason together to say, look, this is what we said we're going to live by, that we're going to hold our representatives to. They're violating that. And instead of fighting each other, which is what they want, and they laugh about it. They're thrilled about that. Why don't we get together? Let's make amends between us. Let's reconcile ourselves between us and God. Let's repent before Him, put our faith in the Lord Jesus, and then let's deal with the real criminals in the district of criminals. Or put a stake through the heart of the entire system up there, which is more my brand of things. Why don't we do that? But we let stuff like this divide us. We let an incident like this divide us. Everybody that listens to my voice, that's hearing my voice, why can we not agree this was wrong? Oh, I didn't like Charlie Kirk. He hurt my feelings, and he said I was really a man when I think I'm a woman. Or he said these things about guns, and I don't like that. Okay, well, that's fine. You can have a disagreement. I'm sure Charlie had a lot of disagreements with people who were trying to tell him about Israel. And he might have listened. He seems like a guy who would listen respectfully and try to understand. And maybe he did. Maybe somebody got to him and that's how he started with that. But that's one of the things I do see about him. Yeah, I know some people say that, that he's fine. But yeah, I'm not seeing really any evidence of that. And I got a tinfoil hat. I told you guys, I got a big tinfoil hat. It's a sombrero. I'll look at the stuff. I really will. But I got to tell you, I'm not, and I know there's the Q guys who come out. I watched this guy had a little video the other day and said, oh, the Charlie Kirk, it's the Q PSYOP. You know, this is what's going on. And they talk about you need good actors and all this stuff. And I'm just like, what? Anyway, the point is this.
So there's somebody on the roof.
I don't know why these things just start off on their own. So we're given all the signs, cartridges with Antifa and transdelusional stuff written on them, right? That's what they say. And yet, what's going on? Well, I heard that his family had said the guy, this Tyler Robinson, had went away from what they were doing, and that's why they're turning him in and all this other stuff. I'm going to tell, there's a part of me that just wonders about all of that. Now, he may come out and confess to it. We had Nicholas Cruz down there at Parkland High School who came and he said, I did it. I shot him and this, that, and the other. But we had a lady on the show who was an audio expert. She had been targeted what do they call that? It's like electronic targeting where they can like put a frequency on you or something and really cause you a lot of pain, make you go to the bathroom, arouse you, just do all kinds of stuff to you without your permission. And they can be, across the way. They can not even be in your area and they hit you with that. Well, she took it and she went and learned how audio processing works and things of this nature. And she pulled the audio from Nicholas Cruz from the video and she put it through her system of stuff she had. And she said, Tim, you can hear the voice to skull. Do you guys remember that? Yeah, you got it, Cooper. The voice to skull. That was used in the Iraq War. Remember when the Iraqis came? Desert Storm? And they started surrendering. And the crews went up to him and said, why are you surrendering? And they said, God told us to surrender. They were getting voice to skull. Then you say, oh, I just don't believe. Well, then how do you explain those guys doing it? And I've had several people on the morning show where they've targeted them to do that. And I think what we do is we give ourselves up to the enemy when we're not going to obey the Lord. And all of these things start coming on us. That's the real problem. When we move away from the protection the Lord gives us, we're giving ourselves over for all kinds of attacks. Okay? And when you stand for the Lord, you're going to give yourselves over to all kinds of attacks. But if you're standing with the Lord, He gives protection. You go, well, he wasn't giving Charlie any protection there. Well, maybe that's Charlie's time to go. And you know what? If Charlie was a real believer, if that's what he really was, then guess where he is? Yep. You know, the Bible says precious is the death of the saints in the eyes of the Lord, right? That's a precious thing to the Lord. All those martyrs you read back in history, among my favorites are the Scottish Covenanters. You read those people, you fall in love with them. All of them were willing to give up everything to follow Jesus, even if it meant giving their life. That's what they did. They would pray for their enemies, they would sing a psalm, and they would pray for the people before they met their end. They had real love for one another. We can either sit here and call each other names, okay? You can play that left-right paradigm. And I'm going to tell you what you're doing. You're playing tribalism there. That's what you're doing. But you're not any different than the tribes of the jungle. Anybody ever hear the story of Jim Elliot, missionary down there to Ecuador, along with Nate Saint and several other guys? And they go down there, and what did they discover? Well, they went to try to meet the savages that were there and give them the gospel. And the savages took them as a threat, and they killed all of them. But their families came and lived among the people and forgave them and loved them and gave them the gospel. That's what they did. But you know what those people were doing before they came there? They were just killing each other. Their tribes were, you come and kill my dad, I'm going to come kill your mom. You killed my mom, I'm going to come kill your brothers. You killed my brothers, I'm going to come kill your sisters. We're going to get your uncles. And it's just back and forth, just a circle of murder. No joy, no happiness, no friendship, no alliances. It's just us against us. These people, this tribe against this tribe. That's what they're doing here in America. Do you understand that? They're dividing you out into little pieces so they can pick us off one by one. Are we going to let that happen? I hope not. It looks like that's what we're doing. But just maybe, the Lord might be gracious to us and turn us from our own sin. And I'm talking about the people who are the people of God. Maybe He would turn the people of God from their own sin, and we would see the power of God, not only in our lives, but the lives of our neighbors. The unity of the faith come to the people in which they resist the tyrants and they deal with the tyrants. All of them. I don't care what their party label is. What this shooting has done is it's caused some people just to separate. The great thing is I see people who completely disagree with Charlie Kirk stand up and say, this is wrong. People shouldn't be mocking. They shouldn't be laughing at it. I mean, I just turned on a 4-minute clip of The View the other day. Whoopi Goldberg and what's the chick's name? Joy something. I don't watch the show, but I know who Whoopi Goldberg is. And they're both saying, this is wrong. People shouldn't be doing this. Well, amen. That's right. That's a good place to start. Let's reason together, because I'm going to tell you, this is one of the things that I did appreciate about Charlie is when he would interact with those students or other people who would come, he was trying to get them to see it for themselves without just saying, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. It was an issue of saying, well, how do you define this? How do you come to that conclusion? What's the ramifications of that? Do you do that? Does that compare with this? And what he was trying to do was get them to see their own thing. You know, Jesus would do stuff like this. They would come and say, well, who's, you know, should we pay taxes to Caesar? And Jesus didn't say, yeah, you should pay taxes. He didn't just give them a straight answer. He made them work for it. He made them think about it. Well, whose image is on that coin? Well, it's Caesar's. And he says, well, give Caesar what's his, but give God what's his. What was he indicating there? Well, first, I think he's calling out their idolatry. They were not to have graven images. So he's kind of throwing their sin on them. You guys are you're going after this stuff instead of serving the Lord. You're submitting yourself to images. You're bowing down and serving them, the very thing they're told not to do in the second commandment. In fact, the commandment goes on and it says, you know, God is going to, he's going to bring judgment there if you do that. But if you don't, he'll show mercy to thousands, to those who love him and keep his commandments. That's what he says. So why aren't the people joining together under God? I think some of it has to do with a lot of the stuff that has been preached by many Christian pastors. I put the air quotes up there. Because they've not taught them what the Bible says. I had a friend on Facebook say, you know, why are we focused on the dead? You know, we're supposed to be among the living and we should do this for the living. And I, you know, their intent may be good. I'm not denying that. And we should do good for the living. But I said, I'm not focused on the dead. I'm not focused on Charlie Kirk. I'm focused on finding out who did this to him. And hopefully the people rise up and say, we want justice and nobody's getting out of here until we get justice. We need justice for this. And by the way, that's not to be selective. It's not to be selective justice for the white guy or selective justice for the black guy or the Hispanic guy or whoever. Justice is supposed to be even. It's not supposed to be partial. But you see a lot of partiality, don't you? Yeah. All those guys partying it up there with your money in D.C., in that cement-covered rose garden or that new facility they're going to do? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what do the people do? They let them do it. And sadly, some applaud it. They applaud their money being stolen. They applaud your money being stolen to be used for whatever the District of Criminals wants to use it for. And the people allow it. Why is that? I really do think Bradley's got the message. They violate the Bible. They violate the Constitution. They're ignorant of it. And so they violate it. Out of their ignorance, they do that. It's really incredible. This is a pretty big moment. I don't know that Charlie Kirk was maybe as widely known as JFK, but, you know, I listen to people who talk about where they were when JFK was shot. Many of you will tell your children where you were when this guy Charlie Kirk was shot. Because it was a live event. When you heard that he had shot, if you didn't see it, actually go on. This is going to have major implications. And the question is, which route are the American people going to go down? Are they going to band together and seek out the real guilty party and those who have aided them and deal with the corruption in their politicians and deal with the corruption in their churches and in their own lives if they need to? Or they're going to be divided and they're going to be destroyed. And they, I'm saying us, we're going to see that in this country. Now, listen, God says he knows how to take care and deliver the righteous. Woe to the wicked, but tell the righteous it'll be well with them. Who are the righteous? Again, the lady told me, oh, let's not focus on that. I said, look, we're focused on the living. This guy had a wife. He had children. You've got all these people that he's been speaking to. And what is it when Jesus says, you seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. Now, there's a sense in which we put Christ's righteousness on. It is a free gift of God that he gives us because we believe in his Son, the Lord Jesus, that the scripture said he would come and he would die according to the scriptures, that he would be buried according to the scriptures, that he would be raised according to the scriptures, that he would be set upon the holy hill of Zion, the throne of David, according to the scriptures. You believe those things? This is what the Bible said. That's the start of it. It's just like Abraham believing the promise of God. But it's more than that. It goes far beyond just that, because that's the beginning. That's the seed that's been planted, the divine seed that's been planted in you, the Spirit of God, if you're a believer. And let me ask you something. What happens with seeds when you plant them? Do they just stay in the dirt? Nope. They sprout, they get roots, and they start producing a plant, don't they? And Jesus spoke to that. He spoke to that in the parable of the sower. When the word goes out, you know, some it falls on stony ground. It doesn't even get a root. Some of it falls on some, maybe some other kind of ground. And it gets a little root, but then the sun comes out and the plant withers. And then he said, some land on good soil, and they bring forth fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. I think it should be an issue when we're looking at these things. We're seeking the righteousness that Jesus spoke about, not only as a covering for us, but the word can also include justice. What is good? What is right? What is just? That's what we should be seeking, because what was Jesus doing? A lot of people have this idea that Jesus was this hippie boy and he was just running around going, I love you, man. I love you, man. But when you read the stories, what is he confronting there? He's confronting them. When he saw the people, what does it say that he saw them as? It says that he saw them as sheep without a shepherd. Why do men idolize other men? Why do other men look to men, to a particular man, to make America great again? Why do men in history look to men and call them a god? Because they've not reconciled themselves to the true God. They've become idolaters. It's a sad thing for me to watch a lot of professed Christians who just go on and on to justify what you can't justify in a support of a political candidate. I have seen it time and time again. I can remember as a young Christian going to things, and there was a guy, what was his name? Dan Quayle, the former vice president under George H.W. Bush. And we went to, there was an evangelism thing over here in Charlotte. It used to be called Real Evangelism. And they would have different preachers come in and preach, and it was great. It was really encouraging. But I remember on the final night, they brought in Dan Quayle. And I was shocked at the applause this guy got, because all the preachers would get up and preach, and they'd let it go, man. And it was one of those good meetings. Yeah, man, glory. Amen. You know, you had some people talking back there, and it was good. And then everybody would applaud the guy because they were happy to hear the word of God. That's why. This guy just walks in the room, and I'll guarantee for at least 2 to 3 minutes, there was a standing ovation for this guy. And I just sit there and I just, as a young Christian, maybe I was a year or two older than the faith, I was like, what is this? I didn't understand it. I never understood that. But for 2 or 3 minutes, applause. And then when he was done, applause. Oh, it was like, yeah, we love to hear the word of God, but this guy, he's really got the opportunity because of where he is. Listen to me. You cannot idolize any man and be of use in the kingdom of God. You can't do it. You cannot do it. And Christians, professed Christians, have been doing that for some time in this country. And I think it's because they see what's happening and they want to stop it. And they think the answer is all political. It's not. In fact, I don't think the answer is anywhere near politics at all. I think the answer is when men will repent before God and obey Him and do what is right, forget what's written there as far as what these guys want to put with pretended legislation to take your guns, to stifle your rights, or any of this kind of stuff. And you have to be bold as lions, like what we said yesterday morning. You're going to have to be the one to defend your rights because they're yours. Just like you have to defend your family because they're yours. You have to defend your home because it's yours. You have to defend your land because it's yours. It is yours. It is not government's to defend. Yes, these guys in government take an oath. Oh, we'll protect Tim's rights found in the Constitution. We'll uphold that thing. We'll do it. And they're saying it like this. That's what they're doing. We'll uphold your Constitution. We'll serve the people faithfully. And as soon as they leave that place, they're already talking about doing what's lawless. In fact, many of them have told you that they've made you promises that are lawless, that are not part of our Constitution. And the people, let them do it. Oh, you get mad about it. You get frustrated. You're going to put some stress on your body, add some age to your body and that, probably die early because of it, because you won't do the right thing with it. And we just let them go. But I'm telling you, it's coming to a head where God's not going to let us run one. He's not going to let us continue to go down the road. There's going to be a choice that's got to be made. And if I could use Charlie's example, and again, I don't know Charlie Kirk very well at all. I've seen a couple of things, and then this thing has kind of absorbed a lot of my time, taking up some stuff. But whatever Charlie Kirk was thinking before, when he got all this money and stuff, there started to be a change where his eyes were open to things and he says, I've got to speak out. I've got to do what I've got to do, even if it costs me my life. This is where we ought to be. This is where we ought to be. We ought to be at the place where we're united under the banner of Christ. He's our king. And if you're not a believer, guess what? He's your king too. He really is. He holds your life in His hands just like He holds mine. Let's repent before God and let's bring an end to this stuff. Do you want to make America great again? Do you really want to do that? It's not going to come with Donald Trump. It's not going to come with the Q PSYOP. It's not coming with your military. It's not coming with your representatives. It's going to come when you and I, the people of God, those labeled in that, repent before Him and start doing the works that He set out for us to do, the good works, Ephesians 2:10. That's why He saved us, to bring glory to His name. We played at the pre-show music, Blessed is a Man. Let the people see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. How are they good when we're sinners? It's because of the Spirit that God has given us, and He's given us the righteousness of Christ to do it. God has given us everything for life and godliness. What are we doing with it? Are we squandering it? Or are we using it for His glory? If the message doesn't apply to you, don't write me and tell me, oh, this was the... If it doesn't apply, if you're offended by it, don't write me. Deal with God about it. I'll drop you this little thing and then we'll close out the show. If I'm ever with someone and they tell me something, and I'm really convicted by it, I won't say anything. I'll just look to excuse myself to go deal with it. If I'm sitting under somebody preaching the Word of God, and I'm convicted of it, I want to get out of there as fast as I can. Not because I'm trying to run from it, because I want to go deal with it. I don't want to sit in it. Oh, and listen. If you're struggling with things, quit struggling. Set your mindset to say, I'm not going to struggle with it. I'm going to beat it. I'm going to kill it in the name of Jesus, because that's what Paul says that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to put to death the deeds of the flesh. When we start doing that, others around us will see it and they'll start doing it too. There'll be others who do it. That's how you disciple the people. That's how you... living it before them, pointing them to the Word, trusting that God is the one who does it in them. Because I'll tell you what, if you want to live for the Lord, He will make you desperate for it. I don't mean like, oh Lord, I just want to live for you. I don't understand what the... He'll make you desperate for it. You're seeking it all the time. Who's going to deliver me from this body of death? Praise God. He has given us a deliverer in the Lord Jesus. I'm not looking for the Lord Jesus to go do something supernatural all over the earth or in our country as far as doing the work for us. He may do some of that. But I'm looking for Him to do the work in us and through us. Thereby, He is glorified and so is the Father. So, as you're watching this stuff kind of unfold here, keep in mind the FBI that's telling you this is the guy, the FBI that's telling you this is the gun, the FBI that's telling you this is the shooting, this is what happened. These are the same people that attacked your fellow Americans on January the 6th. This is the same FBI that has been involved in all kinds of known things throughout decades. They've been known. Waco, Ruby Ridge, all this. They've been known to cover up things, to do all this stuff. Be careful of that. Give yourself to the Scriptures so that you have discernment and understanding so that you can wade through this stuff and come to your own conclusions and then speak, act, start doing what needs to be done. And I believe that, and I'm not saying it politically. I'm talking about what you do in your community. Serving in your community in the capacity that the Lord has given you. Again, there's not, we have a spiritual problem in America. No question about it. And we're not going to fix that with more rhetoric, more politics, or more politicians, or more laws. We're going to fix it when we repent before God. That's how we're going to fix it. I hope the Lord will bless what's said, because my mind feels all over the place right now. I'm just telling you, I've just got a lot of stuff in there. So I hope the Lord will bless the message. I hope that it will resonate with you, and I hope He'll move by His Spirit in your heart to do the things that He wants you to do in your community. All right. Bradley will be back with you guys at 2:00 tomorrow for 2 hours. And then, Lord willing, we'll see you back here in the morning, 8 a.m. with Kate Shimarani. Talk to you then.